KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy here today with a high near 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Officials of the Iowa West Foundation, headquartered in Council Bluffs, have announced $3.8 million in grants are being awarded for the first quarter of 2013. The grants will be used to assist 31 nonprofit organizations and governmental entities with funding for several area projects. Among the grant recipients here in southwest Iowa is the Green Hills Area Education Agency, which will receive $1.1 million for preschool programs in school districts located in Pottawatomie County. The City of Griswold, $2,500 for the main entrance to the public library. Southwest Iowa Families Incorporated out of Clarinda receives $2,000 to upgrade its facility for disabled clients in need of health services. And some fire departments received Iowa West Foundation funding for equipment through the Pottawatomie County Firefighters Association. They include the Carson Volunteer Fire Department, Carter Lake Volunteer Fire Department, Lewis Township Fire Department, McClellan Volunteer Fire Department, the Minden Volunteer Fire Department, and the Walnut Fire Department. Funding for the Iowa West Foundation grants comes from investment earnings in the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contracted fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. The IWRA distributes funds to the Iowa West Foundation, which is an independent 501c3 organization under IRS codes. The foundation makes grants throughout southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Farmers in 22 Iowa counties are eligible for low-interest emergency loans since their counties have been declared a federal agricultural disaster or their next two declared counties. Some qualify because of freezing temperatures in April of last year and some because of the drought. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said those farmers in Decatur, Fremont, Page, Ringgold, and Taylor counties are eligible due to the drought and must apply by September 9th. Other drought-eligible counties include Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury. The deadline for them to apply for the application is December 10th. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a teenager was arrested Thursday for making felony terroristic threats. 17-year-old Nicholas Farwell of Villisca was taken into custody Thursday morning in the 200 block of East 5th Street in Villisca. Farwell was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two people were arrested earlier this week on separate charges. Eileen Gowan of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 7:40 p.m. Monday on an Adams County warrant charging her with harassment. Gowan was picked up by Council Bluffs police and has since bonded out of jail. And on Sunday, Mickey Fiddler of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant stemming from an incident that occurred in 2012. Fiddler was charged with delivery of a controlled substance, marijuana. He posted a $5,000 bond and was released from custody. In other news from Adams County, the Sheriff's Office said only minor injuries were reported following a rollover accident that took place early Sunday morning. That happened when Trevor Shipley swerved to miss a deer on Birch Avenue. When he lost control of the 2001 Oldsmobile Aurora he was driving, the vehicle entered a ditch and rolled over. And officials of the Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation say they recently awarded the Louie and Elsie Hansen Scholarships. Alicia Ponser and Ben Kopp each received a $5,000 award for the 2013-2014 academic year. Ben is enrolled at the University of Iowa College of Medicine, and Alicia is a student at Creighton University College of Nursing. The Louie and Elsie Hansen Scholarship was established through the generosity and careful planning of the two lifelong Cass County residents who farmed in the Marnie area until they retired and moved to Atlantic. The Hansons believed in higher education, so much so that over 70% of their estate was bequeathed for that purpose, including a gift to the CCMH Foundation. Under the supervision and guidance of the Foundation, scholarship opportunities are provided yearly, and per the Hansen's wishes, scholarship candidates must have graduated from a Cass County high school and be enrolled in an accredited nursing or medical doctor school. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Ed Van Tyker, age 98, of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Ed Van Tyker will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Eugene Gene Westfall, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Gene Westfall will be this afternoon at 1:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Florence Christofferson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Services for Florence Christofferson will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. John Headley, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Mission, Texas. Funeral services for John Headley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. James Delbert Jensen, age 72, of Kimberly City, Missouri, and formerly of Audubon, died December 20th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for James Jensen will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. James Otto Schumann, age 88, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial Services for James Schumann will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Deborah J. Studelberg, age 47, of Exira, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Deborah Studelberg will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the East Side Christian Church in Council Bluffs. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.